Most people can agree that 2016 was a terrible year. It was littered with preventable tragedies, so saying so is honestly understandable. However, Julia Martirano...
Hi, everybody!
And I'm Maddie Heiss, are about to tell you why you should stay optimistic about the new year. So we're going to start with what our resolutions are.
Okay, so for 2017, what I wanted to do was have a more healthy lifestyle. So I started with thinking, okay... let's go to bed at 9 o'clock every night.
That's a good one, right?
Okay, it's, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I had an issue the first night because I wanted to go to bed at 9 o'clock, but I had someone that sabotaged it. So at 9:01, I looked at the clock and I was like, oh no, I already screwed it up. So I moved it to 9:30.
Okay. That's a good one, still. I mean, yeah. Like, 30 minutes, like,
yeah, it was no fine. Big deal. I feel like, what is that? Okay, so if you go to bed at 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, 1:30,
2:30. It's like 9 hours
It's a lot of sleep. That's good. And you, like,
that is
want
good.
A lot of sleep. Because usually I go to bed at, like, 11 or 12, and I wake up exhausted, and my whole day, it just drags because I'm so tired.
I'm with you.
Right?
Feels terrible.
It's awful.
And I do it all the time, and I just can't stop. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really good idea. I think I'm going to incorporate that into my New Year's resolution.
Okay, good. So I made it 9:30. Unfortunately, again, it didn't really work out last night because I...
That's okay. You messed up a little at the beginning. You gotta, like, get into
the
routine.
Right, I gotta get into the system. We're gonna try again tonight. hopefully it'll work.
Deal.
Hopefully, like, I get my homework done before that time. Like, I usually just end up doing my homework till, like,
that's
whenever.
True. I start at, like, 7, even though I'll have, like, 4 hours of homework, and then...
It's just...
I'm like, whoops, what
didn't
now?
Need to do that. Yeah, that was the one part of my New Year's resolution.
Ooh.
Another one is I wanted to eat healthy. That's a simple one.
Oh, so like a healthy lifestyle, just like in general.
Just in general.
That's a good one.
The sleeping time, that was like specific, but everything else was just kind of like in general. I want to like work out more, eat healthier. I really need to work on my motivation for school.
Completely understand. I mean, senior year, we're just, like, kind of over it by now. But you have to keep going,
To keep going.
Because college is, they'll check on you.
Oh, yeah.
And even still, because especially, I know we're both in NHS. Mm-hmm. You gotta, like, keep up your grades for that.
Yeah, that's important.
Or you can't
important.
Wear your collar for graduation.
That's sad. How sad would that be? You're in NHS for a year. And
yeah,
then
the last month it all goes to
done.
Poop. Yeah. That'd be so sad.
That'd be awful. So, yeah, those are basically my New Year's resolutions. I don't know.
Those
just
are good.
A healthier lifestyle.
Mine are, actually, they're pretty similar. Mine was to be healthy as well, just because, I mean, especially since Christmas, because I ate chocolate pretzels every single day.
Christmas is not good for your diet at all.
No, it's not. I ate so much chocolate every single day. Like, it wasn't just one day, it was every day.
Yeah, I feel that.
I gotta stop this. Like, this needs to end somewhere. I'm doing it now. Yeah, mine was to eat healthier. I didn't even think about the sleeping time, so I'm probably gonna, that's a good one. I'm gonna, like, put that in there.
Tell me how it goes.
I will let you know. Last night, I went to bed at 10:30, which is the start, because the night before, I went to bed at 1 o'clock,
okay.
So,
all
yeah,
right.
There you go.
10:30's not bad, that's a good
yeah,
time.
Yeah, could be worse, could be 1.
Right.
There we go.
True, could be 12.
True.
10:30?
Don't want any
say,
of that.
I'd say 10:30 is, like, the perfect, like, it's not early, but it's not late. It's
that's true, it's right in the middle.
It's right in the middle. It's a good time.
I need a lot of sleep, though, so it's probably, 9 o'clock is
9 o'clock?
Yeah.
Alright. Best of luck. Best of luck.
I started eating healthier, actually.
No more chocolate-covered pretzels.
No more chocolate-covered pretzels. Those, I just, man, you just gotta end it somewhere. I just threw them out. I was like, this is it. For a while, I know I pack my own lunches, and some days I'd just forget, and I'd be like, you know.
Oops.
Yeah, and then I'd have to buy lunch, and like, okay, the lunch here is... It's kind of healthy, you know?
Except the fries and the cookies that everyone gets every day.
Yeah, it's really easy to get distracted and get something not good for you whatsoever, which is normally what happens to me, which is why I'm going to start packing my lunch It's going to be packed with nutritious things. And wow. I've done well so far for my second day.
Nice.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I actually forgot my lunch today.
No.
So hopefully my mom brings it.
I hope so too.
We're praying. We're gonna hope.
But other than just being healthy, I would say just being healthy, like, mentally, you know?
I like that.
Yeah, being like a better person. Mm-hmm. Continually trying to grow as a person. Yeah.
Did you know that meditation boosts your immunity and is actually really good for you? Your immunity, really? Right? It boosts your immunity. It improves your concentration. It lowers your blood pressure. Like, it does all these things that you wouldn't expect it to do. But I heard, because, you know, we're talking about, like, healthy lifestyles and, like, cleansing and stuff. Someone told me that it could be extremely dangerous.
Dangerous?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. Someone told me that, like, you can, like, go into this state that you can't get out of and you become a vegetable.
How long are you meditating? Is this, like,
I don't
a
know.
Long time?
I don't know. Apparently, if you do it wrong, though, bad things can happen.
Oh, my God.
So, if you plan to meditate to improve your healthy lifestyle, just be careful. It's pretty serious.
Oh my God, that's a pretty serious consequence.
Yeah, right?
I tried to meditate one time and it did not. I mean, my mind was just like so busy with everything and I just couldn't focus for 10 mm-hmm. minutes. Like I had to be doing something.
Right.
Know? Like my hands were getting all restless and I was like, I can't do this. I did it for like 2 minutes. But I think that's a good idea too. Or at least just stepping away from technology and everything.
Yeah.
You know, and just, like, relaxing.
Because when are you ever, like, completely by yourself? You're always on your phone. You're always, like, checking social media, seeing what's up. You're never just by yourself.
I want to go outside more. I want to, like, go on hikes and stuff.
I want to go on hikes, too. I love going, like, on trails. It's so much fun.
So do I. I just think it's, like, so adventurous.
It is. It's
cool
relaxing.
And everything. Right?
You feel at peace.
Exactly.
I love it.
One with nature, just walking around. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. But besides our resolutions, I mean, I know I always look forward to, like, pop culture things that are popping up in the new year. I know, okay, Beyonce's headlining at Coachella, so, I mean.
I heard that.
Right?
That's exciting. Good for her. Isn't she the first woman to ever,
like,
headline? I think so. That's what I saw on
you
Twitter.
Think so?
It might not be a good source, but I did see it on Twitter.
I feel like Coachella? I meant Coachella. Coachella. Sales. I feel like they would go up because Beyonce is going to be
of
there.
Of course.
I looked at the lineup, and I know she's
who's on.
Who's
on it? Do you know who's on it?
I know there's Beyonce. Obviously. And then there's Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
See, I don't know a lot of, like, the indie bands, because, like, I mean, if you're not already a fan, you probably haven't really heard of them.
That's
you know?
True.
It's
That's
hard
very
to hear
true.
Them. Yeah. But I know, like, the really popular people that are playing, it's, like, Beyonce, Kendrick Lamar, and then I know Lorde is
Lorde.
Playing. Yeah.
She's back?
Lorde is back. She's back from the dead.
2 years.
And I think because since she's headlining, maybe this means new music.
Maybe.
And she's going to be, you know, singing her new album. Because she has to, like, it's like June, right?
Yeah. It's
or
over
April
the summer.
Or
it's
something?
Over, it's.
I think it's over the summer. I think it's the
up.
Beginning of summer.
Either way, it's in a couple months.
Yeah. I feel like she might drop something. I mean, that's something to look forward
that's
to.
That's exciting.
I would
really
love
exciting.
Some new Lorde music.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't used to like her, and then I started listening to her, like, not even long ago.
She has an interesting vibe.
She does.
It's very, like, it's kind of dark. Kind of mysterious.
Like, I can get into it. I'm like, okay, like, Lorde. I see what you're doing.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
good.
I
really like it. Do you know anyone else who's going to be performing?
I know Future is.
Future, okay.
It's a lot. There's a couple other rappers, but I mean Beyonce really caught my eye.
Of course.
And yeah, like Mac Miller, I know he's there too.
Okay.
And Two Door Cinema Club.
I love
yeah.
Two Door Cinema Club.
Yeah, they're gonna be there too.
Oh, that's exciting. Man,
isn't that?
I wish I could afford Coachella.
Right? How expensive is it?
It's
like $500 a ticket
so
or something. It's
expensive.
Real crazy, and it's like sorry, I kicked your desk. It's like per day that you buy tickets.
And not to mention the fact that it's not in the state.
Yeah, that too. I mean, there's nothing in Pennsylvania, so no. It's kind of lame. But there's movies and everything coming out as well. I mean, I know the new Star Wars and stuff is coming out. That's at the end of the year, though.
Okay.
And the Beauty and the Beast movie's coming out in March.
That's so exciting.
So down for that.
Me too.
I love this idea of Disney movies, live action
coming
Disney
movies. Coming to life.
Yeah.
Literally.
And I heard there's this rumor. I think it's been confirmed that there's going to be a Mulan live action movie.
That's also exciting.
And that makes me so excited because I love Mulan. Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd just be such a fave.
I know there's a couple Disney movies that are coming out live action.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember the specifics of what it was. It was Beauty and the Beast. There's a whole list. I think there's another Toy Story coming out eventually.
Really?
I think so.
That's a weird one.
No. I used to have a list. Yeah. Not anymore. Okay. So, that's pop culture, but mm-hmm. Maddie, what are you most excited for 2017?
I mean, I'll be graduating. We'll both be graduating. So, that's exciting. I mean, it's a new step in your life, you know? Go from high school to college, and mm-hmm. you're a lot more independent.
Yeah.
You're ruling your own life, you know?
Do you know where you're going to go?
I do not know where I'm going to go.
Have you applied places?
Yeah, I mainly applied to Pitt.
Okay.
And it's looking good so far.
Good.
But I don't know, where, you know? I don't know if I want to go to main campus or start out at a branch.
Right.
I don't know how I feel about just being, thrown into a city, you know, so far.
I understand that.
So, I'm not sure yet. We'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. But Julia, what about you?
Well, I don't know where I'm going to go yet, but right now my number one choice is the University of Southern California.
Did you hear anything?
No, I find out in March.
Oh, that's pretty late.
Yeah. So actually a couple of my schools I find out in March. So right now I'm kind of just up in the air. Mm-hmm. My second choice is Arizona State.
Ooh.
I did get in there, but I'm waiting to hear back from the Honors College. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe I'll end up in Arizona. Maybe I'll end up in California. Maybe I'll end up in New York. I don't really know.
Oh, New York. Where did you apply in New York?
I applied to NYU and I applied to Syracuse.
Those are good ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just going to let life take me.
I feel that. I think there's a lot of pressure in our age group to have everything figured out. But I remember I talked to my cousin, and she's older, and she was telling me how, you know, you're not gonna have it figured out, and if you don't like the college you're at, transfer.
Right.
You know, you can do whatever you want. You can do things at your own pace. Just don't worry about it, you know, just go with the flow. And I thought that was the best advice.
That's
I was like,
great
that's
advice.
So true. Because I don't know. It's just hard to figure out, you know?
It is.
There's so many options, and I don't think I'm going to have it figured out, you know, by the time I'm
18. Yeah, not right away.
No, but I know I can just do whatever.
Right, as long as you just, if you just are ready to take on the world, and if you just hope for the best, and you don't let the stress overtake you, because life's, even though it's stressful, it's all about having fun. It's about...
It's
about making memories of people and just really being the best that you can be.
And I think that's a great way to just think of 2017 and how every year should go.
I agree. So, I mean, here's to 2017.
Cheers to 2017.
Hopefully, it's a great year.
Hopefully it all works out. Thanks for listening.